Premier yearling sale. And we have the preview on this evening from 9 o'clock on Sky Thoroughbred Central. Of course, the sale we saw, the Great Black Caviar, come through. And just in the last year, Group 1 winners written by Seabrook, Santa Ana Lane. So it is a sale, great value, but always punches well above its weight.
It does. And they've done, I know this is totally different to what you want to talk about, but like the Inglis Warwick Farms new base there, they've done a lot of work with facilities, Dan, in Melbourne as well.
Well, they have. We show you some of what the work they've done to renovate the Oaklands Junction complex. So they're really trying to make it a great atmosphere. And we saw what happened with the Classic sale last year at Riverside when, you know, the sales figures went through the roof and there was a fabulous buzz. And I think you'll see the same thing during the Premier sale. We talked with Simon Divian, their Victorian bloodstock manager, tonight about those renovations and show you some of the shots of what it's going to look like. But I think it'll be a fantastic sale with that extra sort of hype with the renovations and a great sort of feel to it.
What are the what's the quality like? You're going to parade a few of these yearlings through the show tonight?
We certainly are. Four farms we're promoting. That, you know, they were really keen to show themselves, particularly to New South Wales viewers on Sky this evening. Blue Gum Farm, Merrick Station, which is a new farm. Yulong Farm, we've seen those green and white colours winning on horses such as Catch Me. The Canberra Bad returned really well. They're selling yearlings. And Golden Farms in South Australia, we saw Heart Conquered win by Akeed Mafeed, won three in a row here in Sydney. So they're showing a lot of the Akeed Mafeed yearlings. So the four farms really wanting to promote themselves, as I said. And some of the stallions, you know, the top stallions represented, Schnitzel, Written Tycoon, all those proven sires. And a lot of the young stallions, Brazen Bow, Kermit Egg, Zoostar, and as I said, Akeed Mafeed, lots of their yearlings on show this evening.
All right, so what time is it on tonight?
So 9 o'clock, Sky Thoroughbred Central, of course, Channel 528, Andrew, and replays throughout the week. If it's a bit late for you this evening, for a lot of people in the horse industry, you can either tape it or even Sunday morning, 8 o'clock before Thoroughbred Weekly, there is an encore showing as well. But tonight, 9 o'clock is the first showing.
Okay. All right. Well, we look forward to that tonight on the Melbourne Inglis Premier Sale on tonight, Sky Thoroughbred Central. Thanks, Caroline.
Thanks very much for your time, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Good on you, Caroline Searcy there. My phone just beeped here, which reminds me, he's probably not listening. He's probably got his head straight into his form, but it's Paul Joyce's birthday today. Paul, if you are listening, happy birthday. Hope it's a beauty today with the whole family. Looking forward to being at Albury on Thursday morning between 9 and 10. We're going to be talking to trainers and jockeys that have got participants in Saturdays. That's week this week. It's on Saturday, the Country Championship qualifier at Albury. We're going to be there between 9 and 10. Jeff Duray has Newsgirl entered for that race, as well as the Friday night at Moonee Valley and Saturday at Caulfield. He said to me this morning, the horses galloped on the grass this morning at Corowa. We can't fault Newsgirl, but we're really unsure which way to go. But I will say, $150,000 race at Albury on his doorstep. He mentioned that a little bit more than the others. We'll wait and see when the fields come out later on in the week. That's Newsgirl. Coming up shortly, our full preview for Wyong Racing today. That'll be followed by On the Pace. And after 11, we'll have that Blue Diamond draw. When it's completed, we'll bring it to you. What a time of year it is, and what a Saturday it was.
Sky Sports Radio is proud to bring you the moments that will become memories of the champion mare Winx.
Day one of the farewell tour of Winx. She was the last out of the gate.
The world's best made it look so easy once again in the Apollo Stakes.
She just sidles up on the outside, takes the lead, and draws away again. Once again, she's haughty and imperious.
Randwick was full of emotion after her 30th straight win, including part owner Peter Tye.
I'm numb today. Just the pressure. The first race is always hard. The grand final is always hard. It's pretty hard.
For comprehensive coverage of Winx final preparation, Sky Sports Radio.
Good morning, John O'Farr with your latest Sky Sports Radio news. Police are a step closer to working out whether to charge a Sydney homeowner after that fatal home invasion in Harrington Park. The post-mortem results on the bodybuilder are likely to be released today. There's concerns that Australia's 6,000 dairy farmers won't see much relief unless the other major supermarkets follow the lead of Woolworths and raise milk prices. Woolies will raise their prices for $1 milk from today by 10 cents. And Prime Minister Scott Morrison has confirmed all of the major political parties were targeted during a sophisticated cyber hack earlier this month. The parliamentary computer system was also accessed, with a foreign state believed to be behind the attack. In sports news, Dragons lock Jack DeBellin is expected to be named for their first trial against Newcastle on Saturday night, despite the growing calls for him to be stood down until his court proceedings are done, defending a rape charge. New South Wales cricket coach Phil Jakes believes the Blues will benefit from Curtis Patterson's test experience this summer. The Sheffield Shield resumes this weekend after a summer of international cricket. And Chelsea fans have turned on their coach Maurizio Sarri after a recent defeat to Manchester United. The blue and white faithful are calling for the return of Jose Mourinho. That's the latest news and sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Punters, we bet you. You can't find a better betting app than the Tab app. With more live Sky Racing than any other app, exclusive race previews and the biggest range of race replays on offer, you have everything you need to give you the best betting experience all in the palm of your hand. Plus, enjoy access to detailed form, cutting-edge data and expert analysis from the best in the business. Download the Tab app today and stay ahead of the game. Tab. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio is proud to bring you the moments that will become memories of the champion mare Winx.
Day one of the farewell tour of Winx. She was the last out of the gate.
The world's best made it look so easy once again in the Apollo Stakes.
She just sidles up on the outside, takes the lead and draws away again. Once again, she's haughty and imperious.
Randwick was full of emotion after her 30th straight win, including part owner Peter Tighe.
I'm numb today. The first race is always hard. The grand final is always hard. It's pretty hard.
For comprehensive coverage of Winx's final preparation, Sky Sports Radio.
Sims from the Dragons here. Be there as the St. George Illawarra Dragons take on the South Sydney Rabbitohs for the 36th annual West Fund Charity Shield, kicking off in Mudgee this March. Tickets starting from $15 with family passes also available.
With the Mudgee Show and Rodeo on Friday night, the Charity Shield on Saturday and the Country Championships qualifier on Sunday, it's sure to be an action-packed weekend. Tickets at Ticket Tech. Contact Mudgee Visitor Centre for accommodation details.
See you Saturday, March 2nd at Glen Willow Stadium, Mudgee.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it is 11 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove. Good morning. We've got racing today, Wyonk. And Phil Robinson is the track manager there. Good morning, Phil.
How you going?
I'm good. Now, you're smiling today. Everything going well for you?
Yeah, the temperature's dropped, which will be a nice reprieve for the horses over the last few weeks. And the track's a good four.
Right,
put 3 mm irrigation on last night just to keep the nice bit of sting out of the ground, and it hopefully stay around that range all day.
All right. Now, what about the rails today, Phil? What's happening there?
It's out 2 metres the entire, just to get them off that worn section from last meeting.
Okay. How's the track standing up?
It's holding up really well. We get a bit beat up when we have trials, but, you know, that's about 6 or 7 metres out wide, so it shouldn't affect any of the horses running today.
All right, terrific. So a good four. You got the rail out 2 metres the entire, and you put a little bit of water on last night just to settle the dust and take a little bit of the sting out of the ground.
Exactly.
Terrific. Good on you, Phil. All the best today.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Phil Robinson, the Wyong track manager there. Gary Harley's going to find the winners first. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Sean.
Beautiful day?
Yeah, a lot of cloud where I am, but rain is expected in the next couple of days. Not a lot of rain, but some. On the central coast and in the Newcastle Hunter area. But I don't think it'll be today, but it is a bit cloudy, a lot cooler on the coast. It's going to be 40 here in the upper, in the lower Hunter, but just around about 30 or so on the coast. The numbers aren't great, but plenty of quality in the meet.
Well, all we need is the quality in your tips, Gary, and I know we can rely on that.
Yeah, well, I did have 5 seconds yesterday before I found a winner, so it wasn't too good yesterday.
Sorry, you didn't have to say that. You should have said, gee, I found a winner.
Be honest.
You don't mention the 5 seconds.
Bloody 5 seconds
than
I thought it was.
More seconds than a stopwatch, eh? Now the first 2-year-old maiden over 1350, one or more is $3.50. Two Fortress Command, $6. Number 3 Manhattan Marvel, $5. 4 Prince of Aragon, $9. 5 Promotion, $3.60. 6 Real Wave, $5. 7 Amazing Peace, $61. And 8 Divine Dream, $26. Our favourite, $3.50, one or more.
The big firmer here, Sean, is one that I haven't got in the top four. John DeWire's horse from Goulburn, number 6, Real Wave. It went up $10 with Tab. I think you said about $5 or $6.
$5, yeah.
Now. It's trial form's okay, but I didn't know whether it was quite up to these, but we'll find out today. I went 5, 1, 2, and 4. Promotions is the Godolphin Colt by Exceed and Excel. Nice trial the other day behind Fiery Red, who trial really good at Warwick Farm on the 4th of Feb. This horse sat outside at Promotions. The winner won easy by about 3 lengths, but, you know, it's a good Saturday horse, Fiery Red, even a bit better than most. And I thought this horse didn't shirk the task, went okay, won a trial back on the 8th of January at Warwick Farm, has got good speed, is on debut today with blinkers and a lugging bit. Josh Carr rides, and I think it can get the money, number 5. Number 1, Amore. Failed its only start on the Kenzo track on the 6th of February. Got back worse in midfield in a field of 12. Had cover. It was gone by the 300. Got beat about 5.8. In a trial before that Kenzo run at Rose Hill, and led by 4 lengths in the trial and got run down late by Cosmic Force, who goes okay. Barrier 1, Tim Clark for Gary Moore. I think it'll run well. Number 2, Fortress Command, one of Gerald's. Got a standard bit of the Winkers first race start. Had to be pushed along, hard ridden in a recent trial, but it really hit the line hard, given the impression that the 1350 had suited. And number 4, Prince of Aragon, likewise, got a long way back in a trial and made up good ground. 5-1-2-4.
Tell you what, Jean Dubois doesn't have a big team. He's only about 15 in work, but doesn't he fire with a rifle, not a shotgun? He's got a good strike rate.
Oh, very good strike rate. He's a very smart trainer. The horse won a trial narrowly at Kembla, January 23, and it runs second in a Hawkesbury trial, 8th of Feb. Was running second in the field of 6, took the lead in the straight, and other horse nailed it right on the line. Andrew Atkins trialled it. He's coming to ride it. And the good money suggests it'll be hard to beat. So maybe on the track when I have a look at it, see what happens in the market, we may have to promote it a bit.
All right. Now, race 2, class 2 over 1,000. 1 Crankneck, $9. 2 Partners, 3 even. 3 Highly Desired, $4.60. 4 Silver Melody, 2 even. 5 Big Legged Woman, $17. And number 6, Fiora Vante, is 34. The favourite, 2 even. Number 4, Silver Melody.
I've got my best bet here, number 2, Partners. Trained by Scotty Singleton down there at Hawkesbury. The horse has been flying lately. Last start, he won very well here at Wyong. He led all the way, and he just kept fighting when challenged in the straight by Heidi Marmalade, who has got a very, very good finish on it. I thought he went really well, and prior to that at Gosford, he was on the speed all the way and only beaten less than half a length. I don't leave me out. I'd be 3.5 by the Flying Wonder Bay at Bramwick on Boxing Day. He's got terrific form this time in for a race like this. Barrier 2, Sammy Clitterden back here. Wyom for the first time, I think, in 3 years or so. It'll hit the ground and run. Other favourite, Silver Melody, pretty short. He's got a good record. 5 starts, 2 wins, 2 seconds. Those wins have been at Newcastle and Taree. The seconds at Newcastle and Scone. Failed last start at Ramwick on Boxing Day. And I'll tell you what, in that race, on Boxing Day, she finished 4 lengths behind Partners. And she led. Yeah, she's a short price favourite. I think Partners is a good thing. 2 to beat 4. 3 Highly Desired. Now, this horse of Bjorn Baker's won 2 on the trot before a spell, August, September at Nowra and Musselburgh. 2 country wins, but won them easily. And in a recent trial at Rose Hill, it was the hottest trial. dyslexic beat Jungle Eyes. This shared the lead, and I think it beat Half a Neck. I'll be keeping a watch on it too, definitely. And number one, Crackneck. Went to Eagle Farm first up. I've seen it run some terrific races at Newcastle. Won a couple there during the winter. And it's capable of running a big race there. 2, 4, 3, and 1.
All right, the third event, how 1 Bonequist 370, 2 is out, 3 Chili Beauty 11, 4 Dynamic Dynasty 330, 5 Heroic Fighter 330, 6 Yorkshire Rock 420, 7 Yulong Bayou is 26. Equal favourites narrowly, 4 Dynamic Dynasty, 5 Heroic Fighter 330, just ahead of 1 Bonequist at 370.
I like Dynamic Dynasty. He's going really good. He won well at Bathurst the other day, won easy. He took over in the straight and ran away. Placed at Newcastle twice behind that smart middle distance horse that Kyla Gavin Lotswold about at it and wasn't far away on both occasions. He's had one run here for a second. I think he can win again, number 4, Dynamic Dynasty. Number 5, Heroic Fighter, second pick for Gerald. It won at Bathurst. And then at Kembla, it was disappointing the other day. It was up on the speed. Shared the lead. Only got to be 3 lengths, but it finished at the tail of the field. But it's better than that. On Equus, if it finds its best form, could run a race. And Yorkshire Rock won well last start. 4, 5, 1, 6.
All right, race 4. 1 Busy Lizzie, 81. 2 Duchess of Windsor, 210. 3 out. 4 Expired Time, 9. 5 Lowen Princess, 6. 6 Miller were 12. 7 Nicoya, 440. Made one more for luck, 17. 9 Stunned, $6. Favourite, 210. Number 2, Duchess of Windsor.
I like Nicoya to beat it. Nicoya's been running terrific races at Newcastle without winning. Placed 2 in a row there in December, the last one on Boxing Day. Her bad habit, Sean, is she's a back marker. She gets right out the back. But she can run on strong. He runs third at Nowra 2 runs back, and then last start at Newcastle, he got beat 2.4 by Breakneck, or Breakman. Now, I know the Waller stable thinks Breakman, he's a Kiwi who's just come to Waller, might turn out to be a decent stayer, and I thought she went good. Now, this mare, Nicoya, was scratched, I think, in the last couple of days. It might have been at Nowra to run here. Josh Parter rider today. I think she can win. Number 2, Duchess of Windsor, the favourite. Maddie Smith's got this. Run second at Canberra, just beaten, and then run fifth there the other day. Had every hope when I got 1.8. Sean Geimer riding. Riding really good too. He's riding plenty of winners, young Sean. A lot of confidence. Number 5, Low End Princess, can run into a place on the home track. And number 9, Stunned, likewise. 7, 2, 5, and 9.
All right, race 5. 1 Hebe Jeebe, 16. 2 out. 3 Brook, $5. 4 Clara Amois is $5. 5 Invincible Kiss, 8. 6 Miss Antares is $2.70. Number 7 Spicy Mo, $9.50. And number 8 Swizzler, $4.60. The favourite number 2 Miss Antares, $2.60.
Well, mate, all I can tell you about her is that she trials like an Oakley Plate winner. But she never runs a place in the race. Now, on her last trial, she should donkey lick this. She led, Rachel King went to Warwick Farm and rode her in the trial, and she beat Manicure on the 4th of February by 9 lengths, Sean, or 8.8 to be exact.
Yeah, sure
she
that.
Led 6 in front at the 400 and just annihilated them. She's done that before, but she's had 5 runs and never run a place. He got me 2.8 at Gosford on July 28, 2.6 at Hawkesbury on July 5. Now, since the spell, has she come back a different horse? You buy Star Witness. You got terrific pace and terrific bloke trains with Jared Austin. I've got to go with her on that trial. She's beat him easy, but she's got to repeat it on race day. Rachel's coming here to ride her. Barrier 2 and... She's a bit lucky. She struck a pretty average field for a provincial maiden plate. So I'm going with her. Number 4, Clara Ekmoy, in for second. It runs fifth at Kembla first up, only beaten a length and a half. 13 starts without running a plate, and I've put in second. That's how desperate I am in this race. Number five, Invincible Kit, led by a long way in a recent trial and won the trial at Wyong. And number eight, Twizzler. Been very disappointing in two runs this time in. Maybe it can turn it around. 6, 4, 5, and 8.
And the day she won the trial by 8.8, she was out off the fence as well. And like she won another one by 7.5 lengths one day. She didn't gallop, but she's got to put together race day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just needs to do it on race day.
That's it. A bit like your good self and myself. Now, race six, the maiden 1100. One Pacific Legend, 370. Two Commute, 2 Even. Number three, Collision, is $14. Four Fused Magic, 17. Five Got the Knack, 151. Six Out. Seven Corruptible, 12. And number eight, So Very Vain, 340. A favourite, number two, Commute. It's short, 2 Even.
Yeah, I think So Very Vain's got a good chance here. You couldn't back it on four. Three runs, and they're all last preparation. And on that form, you certainly couldn't have it. But the recent trial at Wyong was very, very good. Kim has booked Abdullah to ride it, and she's got barrier one. She set outside the leader in that trial, got beat three quarters. She was revved up. But it was the quality of the trial. In good time, won the trial. A quality galloper. Went to Melbourne for the Spring Carnival. An Invincible Gem from second, a racer group winner. She's got to do it on race day, but after that spell, maybe she's come back a lot better horse. He's bred to be smart, so I'm going to have her throw at the stump. Two Commute, run eight, to only run on the Kenzo, beaten 5 lengths, worse at midfield, had cover, was gone at the 250, was very disappointing, but a huge drop in class here, a massive drop in class. Gee, Pacific Legend trial, well, terrific trial at Wyong recently. He didn't Spring Charlie, went head and head all the way. Spring Charlie's one of the favourites for the provincial championships. And it ended up beating this horse by 1.3, and Princess Posh run third in very, very fast time. It'll run a big race, Pacific Legend. And number three, Collision. 8-2-1-3.
Righto, race seven. Now, one Baby is $4.80. Two Lifetime Quest, $4. Three Palo Pace, $4.20. Four Republic, $15. Five Classic Jade, $13. Six Whacker, $6.50. Seven Out. A Joy for Us, $6. Nine Western Folk, $19. Ten Fidel's Choice, $26. 11 Grand Eggs at $15. 12 Out. 13 Pretty Song, $81. 14 Prince High, $151. Favorite narrowly, $4. Two Lifetime Quest.
Yeah, it's been well back. I couldn't believe it went up $6. I like it a lot. $6 tab went up, and there's only two scratchings, and they're both roughies. So it's been a big firmer. He's a smart horse, sure, in this bloke. He's bred and owned by Guri in their colours, the red and black stripes. He's an obscene XL. Chris Lees has got him in Abdullah Rising. He runs second to a very smart horse on the Buick Schoenhill, Delgo. Then he went to Gosford and was a good thing beaten and protested unsuccessfully. And the horse that beat him goes good, snaps. Then he come to Gosford the other day, three wide, no cover, and still won easily. And beat a horse of, I think, who's got it? Maybe David Fighter. Cool guiding. It goes good and he beat it. I think he's a very smart horse. He's got a tricky barrier, but it's 13.50. 3 furlong run to the first turn. I like him a lot. Baby. You call it Baby.
Yeah.
A lot of them call it Beatty, but I've got no idea how the horse has been named. But many years back, there was a crackerjack Indian spin bowler called Bisham Baby. Felt like this, B-E-I-D-I. And he was a left-hand spinner and a good one. So whether it's named after him or not, I don't know. But looking at the breed, I don't know whether you could get that bloke out of it. But I know it's got a bit of talent. Waller's got it, and I reckon it'll run well. Number three, now, I don't pronounce this right. I call it Paulo Pace, but that's not right. But I'm not going to try and guess what the right pronunciation is. Joe Pride has told me twice, and I still can't get it right. This was very good winning at Newcastle the other day. This is a very strong race. Chad Lever ride's got a bad barrier, but a long run to the first turn. should be able to get in one off, and it may even lead. It is a leader. It probably will lead. And six, Waka, wasn't asked to do much in a trial, carries the Royal Blue, who won 3 and 6.
Right, the eighth, the final event, one White Boots, $1.50, two Invicta, $4.60, three Captain Mannering, $6.50, four out, five Sensor Cove, $8.50, six Base Camp, $12, seven Nat Achiever, $18, eight Ghetto Boy, $81, favourite, $1.50, one White Boots.
Yeah, never made him a special, but he looks a certainty to me. I think he might have been in at the Kenzo tomorrow, so Kim's elected to run in there. Mate, this is the type of horse, Sean, you want to own. 10 starts, yeah. 5 wins and 4 placings. He never, ever fails to put in this bloke. And he's run first up on the Kenzo on the 6th of February. Was very good. He really hit the line there. Billy Owen rode him. And the young fellow's coming here today to claim 3. He was originally 62.5. He won't even be top weight now. And he races on the pace. Now that he gets to the mile, he'll be up on the pace. And the other day at Kenzo, when he got the 2 first up, he got a bump at the start, but held up in the early part of the straight, and he just kept coming along the rail. Now that Billy's had a ride on him, he knows the horse. He's on his home track. He's got a good barrier. He's 1 second up, and he goes forward. $1.50, I think, is the right price. Invictus clearly second pick. He normally gets back, but it was a slowly run race the other day at Newcastle, and RT rode him up third or fourth on the rail. And he was too good for him in the run home. He goes good, but so does White Boots. He's second pick. Number 3, Captain Mannering. Winder up from Kembla. Last start winner. And number 5, Sensor Cove. 1, 2, 3, and 5, mate.
All right. Can you find us a good thing today?
I can. And it's a better price than I thought it was. Race 2 for Sam Clifton and Scotty Single. Race 2. Number 2. That's my best bet, mate.
All right, partners, the $3.
He's a good big guy, too. So, you know, he's, if you're looking for moldies or something, he did go up, tell you what, Sean, he went up $1.90. So he's been well tried, White Boots.
Yeah, they backed him. Gee, as you said, what a lovely honest horse. 10 starts, 5 wins, 4 seconds.
Yeah.
10 for 5.
He's got that much his favourite. He'll beat these, I'd say, mate.
Mm. I had one once, Gaz. It was 5 for 5. 5 starts, 5 bruises on the hocks and the ambulance bumper bar saying, go faster. We got to keep up.
You're getting
better. I know.
I recognize
right.
That.
yeah, but I admit it. I know I am. The ones who don't, you got to worry about. They're the ones who think they're intelligent and they're lunatics. I know I'm not.
The bloke said to me the other day, you're a non-drinker. I said, yeah, they reckon I'm mad enough without that.
I said to a bloke the other day, I didn't know he drank till I saw him sober one day. Well, after all that, we'll talk you through that I can get the late mail.
What's that? Yeah, mate. Well, the temperature's going to be all right there today on the coast.
Yeah,
a lot of water inland, of course, but we are expecting a bit of rain the next 3 or 4 days. Not a lot, but only a few mills and a lot cooler temperature for the meetings like where I'll be at Scone, Gosford and Horsbury over the weekend, you know, around about 26, 28, which is much, much better than where we've been having. Better for the horses, better for the jockeys and better for everyone.
Too right. All right, mate. Well, take care and we'll hear you through the day with the late mail.
Yeah, I better get ready. Sparkles will be here to pick me up at 11.
All right. Go and wake your frock on and get ready, okay?
See you, mate.
See you, Gary Harley. At 28 to 11, Sky Sports Radio. Let's update the latest news and sport now. John O'Farr.
Thank you, Cozzy. AFL legend Kevin Sheedy believes former premiership-winning Essendon captain James Hurd is ready to return to a senior coaching role after a lengthy break from the game. Jordan Kahu has signed a 1-year deal with the North Queensland Cowboys after being granted a release by Brisbane following the sacking of Ben.